This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The suspect in last year's deadly shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs is due in court tomorrow. Earlier this week, prosecutors filed a motion to add 12 more charges against Anderson Aldridge, bringing the total to 317. The new counts include first-degree murder with intent as well as hate crimes. The suspect remains in custody. Five people were killed in the shooting. A Colorado battery startup is getting new financial support from the federal government. The U.S. Department of Energy announced it's awarding almost $6 million to Solid Power. The Louisville company makes solid-state batteries, which could help the U.S. make more efficient and faster-charging electric cars. Ford, Hyundai, and BMW have also invested in the company. Colorado lawmakers are considering a new bill that would set even tougher climate goals for the state. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The state is currently trying to eliminate 90% of climate warming emissions by 2050. The new legislation from Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen would boost that to 100%. It also includes a grab bag of other climate policies, including a 30% tax credit for electric lawn equipment and a plan to classify sewer heat as a clean energy source. Governor Jared Polis has proposed similar ideas in the past, but it's unclear if he supports this specific bill. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Grand Junction was named one of the 52 best places to visit worldwide this year. The New York Times list describes the town as, quote, a bonanza of canyons, arches, and cliffs without the hordes of tourists. Other places on the list include London and Bhutan. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 27 degrees. This is CPR News.